Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Zayinim and Aleph. So says the Mishnah. So the Kohen Gadol, he took the special Machta of Yom Kippur, he went up the Mizbeach, he took Gecholim, he went down the Mizbeach, and he puts the Machta down on the floor. Next thing that happens is Hitziu Leyes Akaf as a Machta. They bring the Kohen Gadol a kaf, a spoon, an empty spoon, and a Machta that was filled with Ketayres. So the Chafan Mloy Chafnov, he takes, the Kohen Gadol takes the Mloy Chafnov from the Machta with Gecholim. With Ketayres, and he puts it into the kaf. He takes the small chafnav of Ketayres and he puts it into the spoon. Hagadol fi gadol v'katol fi katnai. Each kind gadol according to his size. V'kach ha'isam idasam. And that was the shir. We'll see in the Gemara what those last three words mean. Natos ha'machta. He then goes back to his machta that had in it kecholim, that has in it kecholim, biyaminai, and he takes that in his right hand. V'sakaf b'smaylei, and he holds the kaf that now has a small chafnav of Ketayres, and he puts that in his left hand. So says the Gemara, Machta Tanale. The Gemara is bothered. The Gemara didn't understand it yet that Machta was referring to a Machta that was filled with Ketayres. The Gemara understood that this is the Machta that the Kohen Gadol goes up the Mizbeach with and takes Kecholim. So in fact, the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol already used his Machta. It says, Natos a Machta. He takes the Machta, V'alul Reishav Mizbeach, and he goes to the top of the Mizbeach, V'chayse V'yayrid, and he takes the Gecholim and he goes down. So how can you tell me that now they bring him the Machta? He already had the Machta. He used the Machta. Says the Gemara, Hasa Machta, the Gecholim v'acha machta de Ketayres, like we explained. And now, over there, that was talking about a machta that was used for Gecholim. That he had already, that he used already. Now we're talking about a different machta, a machta that had in the Ketayres. The time, like we learned in the Braisa, that Haitzilai kaf reikam milishchas hakelim, they would bring the Kohen Gadol an empty spoon from the Lishkas HaKelim, where they stored the Kelim, Umachta Gedusha Shal Ketayres Milishkas Beis Avtinas, and a heaping shovel full of Ketayres from the Lishkas Beis Avtinas. So this had in the Ketayres, and the Kohen Gadol will take a Moy Chafnav and put it into the Kaf, and that was the end of this Machta. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, or some actually, the older prints of the Gemara, these two dots are not here, and this is really a Hemshech of the Braisa. That Chafam Loi Chafnav, they would bring him this Machta Gedusha of Ketayres. Chafam Loi Chafnav, the Kohen Gadol would perform Chafina, V'naisein L'toich HaKaf, and he would put it into the Kaf, HaGadol Fi Gadol, V'Kadol Fi Kadol, V'Kach HaYisam Yidasa, like we said in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kaf B'Yom HaKippurim Amali. The Gemara wants to know, why would we have the Kohen Gadol bring the Mloi Chafnav of Ketayres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim using a spoon? Why not just have him use his bare hands? It's much, much easier. So, and don't say that there's a chiyuv to use a kli, because Mloi Chafnav Hevi Avar Rachmana. The Torah doesn't say that there's a chiyuv to use a kli. If anything, the Torah is mashma that he goes in with his bare hands. It says that he takes the Mloi Chafnav Hevi and he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Doesn't say anything about putting it into a kaf. So says the Gemara, Mishum Dol Yafshar, because practically it's not possible for the Kohen Gadol to go in with the Mloi Chafnav of Ketayres in his bare hands. Dehechin Avid. Because again, remember, he has to also bring in the Machta with Gecholim. So how's he going to do that? Na'ayov Hadronayel, to go in two trips. Haba Achasam Rachman of Loishtei Abayis. Yeah, the Torah says he only goes in once. Nish Kalele Ketayres B'Chafnav. He should take the Ketayres in his Chafnav. And then some Kohen should come and put the Machta of Gecholim on top of his hands, and he should go in like that. Again, the Kohen Gadol can't pick up the Machta with Gecholim. Once he has his hands filled with Ketayres, so how is he going to pick up the Machta? So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe another Kohen will go pick up the Machta with Gecholim and put it on top of his hands. Well, says the Gemara, Kimati Hasam Echil Avid. But what's he going to do once he gets in? Lefnai v'lefnim. How is he going to take the Machta with Gecholim off his hands? His hands are full with Ketayres. The Machta is on top of his hands. So how is he going to put everything down? Nishkle b'shine for him to take it with his teeth. To take the Machta with Gecholim with his teeth. V'nachti l'machta, and then to put it down on the floor. Hashtil fei melech basar v'dami noisen kain. If a person wouldn't do that in front of a human king to do some avayda with his teeth. L'fnei melech malcha malcha makadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. So that all the more so in front of Hashem, that's not a proper way to perform avayda. Hilkachol yafshar. Therefore it's not possible for him to bring the Ketayres in with his bare hands. So we use the Nesiim as the model, and we do like we find by the Nesiim that they use the Kaf to bring the Ketayres. So to the Kohen Gadol, he'll take his Mloi Chafnav of Ketayres, even though the Pasuk doesn't mention it, and he'll put it into a Kaf, and he'll go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Kaf in his left hand, and the Machta with Gecholim in his right hand. So now the Gemara is going to comment on that part. We said that Natol Samachta Biyamin Vizakaf Bismol. He takes the Machta with Kacholim in his right hand and the Kaf with the Keteris in his left hand. And asks the Gemara, Yetziva Ba'ara Vikyur Bishmei Shmayo. The citizen, he sits on the floor, and the guest in town, he sits all the way up there. Meaning the thing that's more Chashuv, he should get to be treated with more respect. So the Keteris is more Chashuv than the Kacholim, so they should go in the Kohen Gadol's right hand. Says the Gemara, Zumaruba Vizumuetas. You're right, but practically, it wasn't very practical to do it like that, because the Gecholim was a lot, it was three kav, and Zumuetas, the Keteres was very small, it was just a Mlech Hafnuf, and therefore it was easier for the Kohen Gadol to carry the Gecholim in his right hand, his stronger hand, that took the heavier Gecholim, that's why he took it in his right hand. Vafilub is Manchesh Shavin, and even if you would have a Kohen Gadol, who has massive hands, and he was able to take a tremendously large amount of Keteres, is Mlei Chafnov, Ukamaisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, like the Gemara is going to bring soon, still, Zuchama Vizutzenenes. It was still easier to hold the Gecholim in his right hand because the Gecholim are hot, and therefore his right hand had an easier time carrying something which is more difficult to carry because it was hot, as opposed to the Keteris, which were cold. Now the Gemara brings the story that Amru Olava al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, who's the same as Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, who served in the second Beis HaMikdash, Sheyachayf and Arbas Kavim Blei Chafnov, he was able to take four Kav of Keteres in his Blei Chafnov. He was massive. Va'aymer, and he used to say about himself that the reason why he's so big is because Kol Nashim Zered Zerdu, V'Zered Ima Olagag, and every lady gets Zered, but my mother Zered is the best. What does that mean? So the Gemara brings two versions. Ikud Amri Barson. Some say it refers to the food, the specific type of food, the arson, that she ate while she was expecting with him. Ukud the Rabbi Bar Yonasan, like Rabbi Bar Yonasan said, Am Rabbi Bar Yonasan, Rabbi Yechiel, that arson yafel luchayla, that arson is very good for a person that's sick. So his mother, who's when she's meuberes, stam meuberes is a chayla, so she ate a lot of this arson, and because she ate a lot of this arson, and she ate very good arson, so that had an effect on the child that was inside of her, on Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel became very strong because of this arson that his mother ate. V'ikad Amri, some say that when he said that my mother Zeret is the best, he meant the Amri b'shichva Zera. He meant that the shichva Zera that his mother was kailate from a person's only conceived from one piece of shichva Zera, so that was the best, she was kailate the best piece. U'kad Rabbi Avayu, like Rabbi Avayu said, Rabbi Avayu Rami, he asked the Stira, K'siv v'tazreini chayel l'milchama, u'ksiv ha'ma'azreini chayel l'milchama. Davna Melch praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, in one pasuk without an aleph, the Tazreini, and the other pasuk with an aleph, HaMe'azreini. So Rabbi Avayu said, that Amr David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Davna Melch was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ribbono Shalom, you did two things for me. First of all, Zaritani, and second of all, Vizeraztani. Zarisani means, kilu, like you separated me from the choicest, referring to like the Shechva Zera, and Vizeraztani is you gave me a lot of strength, referring to the arson. So that's what Davna Melch was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these two things that we just mentioned. Says the Gemara writer, Amro Lava Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas. Now that we mentioned Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, so the Gemara tells us another story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas. That Pam Achas, one time on Yom Kippur, Rashi says, so in the middle of the Avaida, Sipur Dvar Min Maravi Echad Bashuk. He was speaking with a certain Arab in the Shuk, which the Aruch Haner Maseches Nida we quoted says that this was a Melech, and he had some sort of fear of him that he felt the need to go speak to him, and he was speaking to him. Vinitza Tzinayra Mipiv Al Begadav, and some spit left the guy's mouth, and it fell onto the clothing of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, and the guy is considered like a Zav. He's Tame like a Zav, Midrabanan, and his spit is therefore metameh with b'masa. So Rabbi Shmuel now has the spit on his clothing, so he's carrying the spit, so he became tameh. So v'nichnas Yeshevav Achiv v'shimish tachtov. So his brother Yeshevav went in and served in this place. It was on Yom Kippur, so even if he would go to the mikveh, he wouldn't have Harav Shemesh. So therefore, his brother Yeshevav took his place. He filled in for the rest of Yom Kippur, and it came out that v'rasa imon shnei kohanim gedolim b'yay mechad. It comes out that their mother Kimchas, she saw two kohanim gedolim serve on the same day. Amru Olava Rishon and Kimchas, another story, came out the same thing, that Pamachas Yatzav Vesiprim Hegmoin Echav Ashok, he was speaking with a certain officer, again on Yom Kippur, V'nitza Tzinayra Mipiva Begadav, V'nichnas Yosef Achav V'shimish Tachtav. This time, instead of Yeshevav, the Tis Yeshanim says that Yeshevav wasn't around at the time, therefore a different brother, Yosef, his brother, went and filled his spot for the rest of Yom Kippur. And again, V'rasa Iman Shnei Kehanim Gedolim B'yom Echad. Their mother saw, Kimchas saw, two Kehanim Gedolim serve on the same day. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Shiva Banim Hayula L'Kimchas. Kimchas had seven sons. V'kulan Shimshu B'kuna Gedolim. Every one of them became a Kohen Gadol. Amru l'chachamim, so the chachamim want to know our secret. They said to her, Ma'asis, shizalchis l'kach, what did you do that you were zeichet to such a thing? So Amru l'ham, she said to them, I'll tell you, that miyamai l'rokar is basically sorry, that I never reveal my hair, even in the privacy of my own home. So Amru l'ham, they said to her, Havada, that's a great maila, and perhaps that assisted, and that helped, like the Or Zeruah explains, but harbi also came v'lo ilu, many people did the same thing, and it didn't help, so it must be that there's something else also which did it for you. This, the fact that you acted with tremendous sneas, but there must have been something else that also helped, and that's what made it that you were zeichet to such a thing. Says the Gemara Vayter. So again, our mission is really discussing Chafina, but similar to Chafina, there was another Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash which was similar to Chafina, that happened more often, called Kemitza. Kemitza was done to a flower offering, to a Karban Mincha. The Kohen would take his hand, put it into the flower, and he would fold his middle three fingers onto the palm of his hand, so excluding his thumb and his pinky. He would fold his middle three fingers onto the palm of his hand. The flower that came up with this action of Kemitza was called the Kaimitz. That was, he was makdir. And the rest of it was called the Shirayim. The Shirayim was eaten by Kaihanim. So the Gemara is now going to discuss different halachas. Now, on Amud Beis, discuss different halachas that apply to Kemitza. And we're going to discuss whether or not those halachas apply to Chafina as well, which is a similar type of Avaida. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Bekumtzai, it says Bekumtzai, Shalei Yasem Mida LeKaimitz, he has to actually do the Kaimitz, he has to actually do the process of Kemitza. A Kain is not allowed to just take out the measurement, he's not allowed to, let's say, measure how much a Kaimitz, his Kaimitz is, and then use a Kli to take the Kaimitz from the flower. He actually has to do the Maisa of the Kemitza. You can't make a measuring cup of that size and do it like that. So the Gemara wants to know now, what's the lach when it comes to Chafina? Do we say, do we say, by Kaimetz it says Bekumtzai, which is Mashmel, he has to actually do the process of Kemitza. But by Chafina, it doesn't say Bechafnav, that he actually has to do the process of Chafina. Adarabba, it says Mulaychafnav. Mulaychafnav is discussing a shear, that he has to take a certain shear of Ketairis. It doesn't say he has to do the process of Chafina. It says he has to take a shear of Mulay Chafnav, so maybe he's allowed to just make a measuring cup with that size. Says the Gemara Idilma, or perhaps Yalef Mulay Mulay Mikumtzai. Maybe we learn out Mulay Mulay from Kemitza, that just like Kemitza has this halacha, that you're not allowed to make a kli. So too, Chafina has this halacha as well. So says the Gemara will bring a raya to Hashema, v'kach ha'isa midasa. The Mishnah says that after the Kohen Gadol has Chafina, it says that each Kohen Gadol according to his size, we said, katan l'fi katnai, agadol l'fi gadloi, and then we said, v'kach ha'isa midasa, that's the shear. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, v'kach ha'isa midasa? My lav shemratza l'aseis mida acheres ha'isa, doesn't it mean that he can make, that the ikar is just to have that shear, that you can make a measuring cup? L'char you see from here that you're allowed to make a measuring cup. Says the Gemara, lai, no, hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah can mean. That this is the midza that he then uses when he goes lefnai v'lefnim, again he does chafina. When he takes the keteris back out of the kaf, he does chafina again. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. It means to say that's the midza that he then does also later when he does chafina a second time. Well, in fact, the Gemara, shmas mina, chayfin v'chayzer v'chayfin, you mean to tell me that we have a raya from our Mishnah that this is indeed true, that there was a second chafina? Later on we're going to see that the Gemara is going to ask a shayla about this. You mean to tell me from our Mishnah we have a raya? Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya from our Mishnah, because Dumashim Ratzel Asis Midoisa. Because when we're discussing the halacha of doing Chafina a second time, so I'll tell you the exact opposite, that there's no raya from our Mishnah that you do a Chafina a second time, because I could tell you that Vekachais Midasa means that you're allowed to make a measuring cup. Meaning, you could learn, it could be that's what the Mishnah means, it could be that's what the Mishnah means. So there's no way to prove either one of those two halachas. It says the Gemara Inami, the Mishnah could mean a third thing, which is Mamis no Shaychas to either of these two halachas. The Mishnah could just mean that you can't take anything more or anything less. You have to take exactly Mlai Chafnav, so there's no Raya from our Mishnah to either one of those two halachas.